is a story about heroes. My heroes. Before I had musician heroes, there were other heroes. Yes, 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 yes.
You know,
I know this story. It's mine. So. In Virginia, you know, in the summertime it gets hot. It gets hot and sweaty. And we used to put screens in the windows and pull down the shades, and then we would be still. Still all day until after dinner, we'd go out on the front porch and we'd be still some more. And we'd be still and we would listen to the Bob Whites and the crows. And we'd listen to the morning dove sounding as if it's far, far away, but it's, you know, the morning dove, it's not far away at all. It's like right up there in that, up there in that, up in that locust tree. That old black locust, Robinia pseudo-acacia. And when it would bloom, it would perfume up the whole neighborhood like smelling like lilacs. This wasn't summertime, it was still May. The boy was 15 years old. And another month he would be going off to summer school, because this is 1962. And he was going to study math and physics. Because 1962 was the middle of the Cold War, but 1962 was hot. The Cold War was hot. Math and physics, because, you know, the America needed scientists and engineers because they were in the race for space with the Russians. But the boy was very sad. Very, very sad. His mother was sick and she was dying. From the time he was 11, he had been working for an old white couple, Bernard and Bertha Brand. And time came when he had to tell Mrs. Brand that he was going off to the summer school. He wasn't going to work for her that summer. And when he told her, she got angry. She said, "Oh no, you can't do that. You have to stay here and work for me. I'm going to come talk to your mother tomorrow and convince her not to let you go." See, the race for space was a good thing. If you lived in Virginia and you were poor and black, this was a good thing for young African-American kids. The next day, Mrs. Brand drove up to that boy's house. And the boy's older brother, Dennis, ran into the house. He said, "Mama, Mama, Mrs. Brand is coming up into the yard." And the mother in her bed said, "I don't want that woman in my house. I don't want that woman in my house." The boy's mother had the father and the older brother wrap her in blankets and place her in a chair, and the father and the brother carried her out onto the front porch. There were 7 steps that rose from the sidewalk to the porch, the sidewalk that ran on a diagonal to the driveway. As Mrs. Brand got out of her car, she walked up the sidewalk. She placed her first foot on the step. She looked up and she saw the woman, Martha Ashton, wrapped in a blanket, leaning over, sitting in the chair with 2 men on either side of her. She gasped and she fell over. "Who is this woman? Who is this woman?" I said, "I don't know. Who? I've never seen her before. What's going on? I'll have none of this." There was a long silence. The white woman spoke. "Martha," she was using her voice of authority. "Martha, I've been meaning to speak to you. I don't think Jean should go off to that school this summer. Also, Martha, I've been meaning to tell you that he doesn't say yes, ma'am, or sir to Dr. Brand and me. All good Southern girls and boys say ma'am and sir." Martha Ashton waited for the white woman to finish. And when Martha spoke, her voice was quiet and whispered. And she had to breathe after each sentence. "Mrs. Brand, he doesn't have to work for you. He doesn't have to say ma'am or sir. He's a good boy. I'm sure he's always respectful. Mrs. Brand, he is going to school this summer. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing." Thank you. it's a good thing. When I heard that's a good thing, sitting in the front room behind the screen, I was filled with all kinds of emotions. I was happy. I was angry all at the same time. I was free. I've never felt that before. When I heard, that's a good thing. Sit on the front porch and you be still, and you listen to the and the ah, ah, and the cooings of the morning dove, sounding as if it's in the distance, but it's right there up in that tree, Robinia pseudoarcacia. That's a good thing.